Sholoim Aleichem Rabbeisai, Sholoim from Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. Beizer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avram that his name is no longer Avram, rather Avraham. And here's where Hashem commands Avram Avinu to do the Bris Milah. And that is going to be a Bris, a covenant between Hashem and Avram and his children. Hashem's side of the deal is that he's going to give us Eretz Yisrael and be for us as a God over there. And Avram's side of the deal is that he and his children will be doing Bris Milah forever. Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Aleph. Vayehi Avram ben Tishim Shono Veseisha Shonim Vayero Adonai El Avram Vayomer Elov Ani El Shaddai Is Halech Lefonai Veheye Somim. And Avram is 99 years old, and Hashem appears to him, and he tells him, I am Kel Shakai, a new name that we didn't have in the Torah so far, Shakai. Rashi will explain to us what the understanding of this Shem Hashem is all about. He's Halech Lefonai, go in front of me, in other words, worship me. Veheye Somim, and be whole. In the Nisyonos I give you, make sure to pass the tests. And Rashi will bring down two other pshatim in Veheye Somim al Derech Adrash. Says Rashi, Ani Kel Shakai. What does Shakai mean? Ani hu sheyesh dai be'elohusi l'chol bria. The word is She Dai. My godliness, my hashgocha, being mashgiach and all-powerful all over the world, is enough to sustain all the creatures. Ulefichoch. And therefore, go in front of me, worship me, and I will be your God, and I'll take care of you. Whenever you see this name throughout Tanakh, Shin Dalet Yud, that's what it means. Dai Shaloi. He has enough, he has plenty to take care of everybody. Depending on the context, what it's referring to. Over here is referring to Hashem has enough schar to give to everybody, and therefore you worship me and I'll take care of you. His halich lefonai literally means walk in front of me. But what is the idea? Ketargumoi, as Targum Onkelos explains, pelach kodomai, worship in front of me, he dovek ba'avidosi, cling to my avoido. Veheye somi, the poshup shat says Rashi, afzet tzivui achal tzivui. There's a commandment after a commandment. Namely, I told you already, Hisalech lefonai, worship me. And the second part of that commandment, Heye sholem mechol nisyonoisai, be whole, be oimed benisoyon at all the nisyonois, the tests I will give you. Ulefimin roshoi, what does it mean, Hisalech lefonai veheye somim? Hisalech lefonai, go in front of me, be mitzvas milo. Umazovoze tihiye tomim. By doing the mitzvah smila, then you will be a tomim, then you would be whole. Shekolz man sheha'ola b'chol, so long as an ola is on you before the bris mila, ata balmum lefonai. You're considered a balmum, not tomim. Do a bris mila, and then you'll be tomim. Dovar acher, a third pshat, veheye somim. Now behold, achshav ata choser heyevorim. You're missing heyevorim, five limbs that you don't have control over. Beis einaim, beis oznaim, v'roish hagvir. Two eyes, two ears, and the ever abris. You don't have control, namely, there are taivas that could attack you through those evorim. But now, ois ivlecha ois al shimcha, I'm going to add a letter to your name, the letter hey. V'yihi yo minyan ois yoisecha ramach kim minyan evorecha. Gematria of Avraham is Reish Memches 248 together with the hay, the amount of limbs that Avraham and all males have. And now with that, you'll have control over the last five Evorim, to Einaim, to Aznaim, and Reish Agvia, control over your Taivas. Posuk Beis, Ve'et another Isi, Be'ni Uve'necho, Ve'arbe Oisecho, Bime'oid Me'oid. And I would like to place a bris, a covenant between me and you. And what is this covenant about, says Rashi? Bris shel ahava, a covenant of love. Ubris ha'oretz lo hirisho lecho al dei mitzvah zu. and a covenant that I'm going to give you this land, Eretz Yisrael, as an inheritance through this mitzvah. That is the bris that it's about to be presented. And I will make your descendants very plenty. Posuk Gimel vayipol Avrom al ponov vayidaber ito Elohim leimor. And Avrom fell on his face, and that's how Hashem spoke to him. Says Rashi vayipol Avrom al ponov mimoiro shechina. He was scared of the Shechina, so he naturally fell. She'ad shaloi mol, before he had a bris milo loy hoyo boy koyach lamoid, he had no strength to stand while the ruach hakodesh nitzeves olov, while Hashem is speaking to him. That's called Zmani didn't have a bris mila. Where else do we find this concept? V'zehu shenemar be-Bilom, noifel ugluy einayim. Bilom was also an orel, and therefore when Hashem spoke to him, he also had to fall. He had no power to stand up. Me'braise de Rabbi Lezer motzosi kein. Mashen kein. In next week's parasha, after the bris mila, the pasuk says, V'Avraham oidenu oimei. Once he has a bris milo, then he is complete. Then he has the power to stand while Hashem is talking to him. Posuk dalet ani hine v'risi itoch v'hoyisa le'av hamoin goyim. Now that I'm making a covenant with you, you, Avraham, will be the father of many goyim, many nations. This could either be referring to the many nations that came out of Avraham's offspring. You have Yitzchok and Yishmoel. You have Yaakov and Esav. You have the Bnei Keturah. Or it could be referring to the Gerim that join Am Yisrael from the nations. And Avraham is also considered their father. Posuk hei v'loin korei oides shimcho Avraham v'hoyo shimcho Avraham. And therefore, since you have a new status of Av Hamoin Goyim, your name is no longer Avrom, rather Avraham, which is an acronym of Av Hamoin Goyim, except for the Reish. The Reish messes it up, and Rashi will take care of that Reish. According to the acronym, the name should have been Avraham, without the Reish. Rashi will take care of it. Ki ava moin goyim, says Rashi, loshen neutrikun shol shmoi. Neutrikun means an acronym of Rosh Tevois. V'reish shahoyso boy betchilo. The reish that had an original's name. What did that mean when his name was Avrom? That's shelo yohoyo av elo la'arom. He was an av, a father to Arom, the place where he was born, shumer koimoi. V'akshav av l'cholo oilom. And now he's an av, a father for the whole world, for all the nations. And what about the Reish? How does that come in to Av Hamoin Goyim? Once it was there, it doesn't move, it stays there. Because letters, once they find their place in the name of a tzaddik, they don't want to leave. Shaf Yud Shel Sorai, Sorai's name in the next topic, is going to be changed to Soro. So the Yud lost its opportunity to be in the Tzadekis' name. Nisramo ala Shechina, she was upset with the Shechina. Ashen it toys for Yeshua until the Shechina says, okay, I'll take the Yud and add it to Hoshea bin Nun. Shenemar, Vayikra Moshe lohoshea bin Nun, Yehoshua. Where did the Yud come from? It came from Sorai. And therefore the Reish of Avraham stays in its place, because letters want to be stick to the letter, to the name of a tzaddik that they were put into. And I will make you plenty very, very much. And I will make you into nations. Rashi says this is referring to Yaakov and Esav, double nation, Am Yisrael and Esav, the nation of Edom. There will be many kings coming from your offspring. Says Rashi, Unesaticho legoyim Yisroel ve'edoim. How come it can't mean Yishmoel? Shari Yishmoel kvar hoyolo. He already had Yishmoel as a son. For lehoyim avasri olov. That wouldn't be something new. I know that I have Yishmoel. It must be referring to a new offspring that's not there yet. Namely, Yaakov and Esav. In Pshat, the Shvi makes no sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of a sentence. Posuk Zayin. V'akim oisi es b'risi b'ini uveinecho ובין זרחו אחרי כל דירוי סום, לברי סוילום להיועס לכל אלוהים, ולזרחו אחרי כל. And I will uphold the bris between me and you and between all your children after you for generations to come forever. And what is the bris? What is the covenant I am guaranteeing to you at this stage? I will be your God and your children's God forever. Says Rashi, "Vakimo yisias abris umayi abris liyois lechol elokim." Posuk ches v'nosati lecho ulezaracho acharecho eis eretz megurecho. Eis kol eretz kena'an la'achuzas oilom v'hoyisi lohem le'elohim. And I will give to you and your children after you the land that you've been living in. The entire eretz kena'an la'achuzas oilom for an everlasting inheritance. For the fourth time in this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, and this time, he's being mechazik, he's strengthening it by making a bris, although it was done already with a bris, by the bris Bein Absorim. Over here is being done with a bris mila on Avraham Avinu's part, and the additional promise we have over here is La'achuzas Oilom. Even after you go into Golus, I guarantee you'll come back because it's an everlasting inheritance. V'hoyisi lochem le'elokim is not separate from Eretz Yisrael. It's in Eretz Yisrael. That's where I will be your Elokim. Says Rashi la'achuzas oilom v'shom ehyeh lochem le'elokim. It's not two nekudos of the bris, it's one nekuda. Avol ben Yisrael ador b'chutz la'oretz, a yid who lives in chutz la'oretz, doimes as if kimi she'ein le'elika. It's as if he has no God. The pasuk says, in Eretz Yisrael v'hoyisi lochem le'elokim. Pasuk tes v'yoymer Elohim el Avraham v'ato es brisi sishmoir ato v'zaracho acharecho le'doyroisom. Says Hashem to Avraham, I told you my side of the deal. My side of the deal is I'm giving you Eretz Canaan and I will be your God over there. Your part of the deal, you got to do a bris mila. Says Rashi, V'ato vovzu moisif alinyin rishon. This is connected to the previous pasuk. Ani hine brisi itoch. I'm giving my side of the deal. V'ato hevezoir l'shomroi. And you keep your side of the deal. U'mayish mirosoi. The very next pasuk. Zois brisi asher tishmoiru himmoi lochem kol zocho. Posuk yu zois brisi asher tishmeru beini uveineichem uvein zaracho acharecho himmoi lochem kol zocho. And this is the bris that you have to guard between me and you and your children after you. All males have to do a bris mila. Says Rashi beini uveineichem oysom shel achshom. Those that are existing now, namely Yishmael, umin zaracho acharecho, hoasid min levod el acharecho, future children. Himoil, it's missing a lamed. Kmoi lehimoil. Kmoi shato imer, asois, means la asois. Posugir alef unemaltem, eis, besar olachschem, vehoyo leois, beris, beini uveineichem. Unamaltem, and you should give yourself a bris mila, cut off the bisar orlaschem, the flesh of the orla, and that will be a sign of the bris between me and you. It says Rashi, unamaltem, kamoi umaltem. It's as if it says umaltem, and you should cut off. Vanun boy yeseiro. Really, the nun is extra. Liyesoy danoifel boy leprokim. Even though the root of the word is nun mem lamed, sometimes even letters of the root fall off when used in different ways. Kigoin nun shel noishech, we say yishoich. V'nun shel noisei, we say yiso. And sometimes the nun is there. You could say it with or without the nun. It means the same thing. Unemaltem kamoi unesosem. It's commanding you to do. You do a bris mila. Avol yimoil, whenever it says the word yimoil, loshon yipoil. That's have the mila done to you or done to him if it's an 8-day-year-old baby. Kmo ye'ose, ye'ochel, it's the passive doing. You're not doing anything, it's being done to you. That's yimoil. Unemaltem is the active doing. Posuk yud beit uven shemoinas yomim, yimoil alochem, kol zachol adei roisichem, yelid bois, umiknas kesev mikoil ben neichor, asher loy mizaracho, hu. And all your babies, when they're 8 years old, they're yimoil lochem. Over there, they have to be circumcised. They're not doing it themselves. It's being done to them, as Rashi explained in the previous Rashi. All your males, so all your generations, and not only the Jewish-born ones, rather yelid bois. If your shivcho knanis gave birth to an eved knani, you have to give him a bris milah also. Umiknas kesef, and if you born an eved knani from a goy, even though he's not your children, your child, nevertheless, he also needs to have a bris milah on the 8th day, just like your children. Says Rashi, elid bois sheyoldosu yashivcho babayis, that your shivcho gave birth to her, to the baby in your house, namely after you own the mother. Miknas kesef sheknoi mishanoilat, if you bought it, the eved, after he was born. Posuk yud gimel himoil, yimoil, ilid beisecho miknas kaspecho, veho yeso, verisi bivsarchem, livris oilom. The posuk seems to repeat itself. The yelid beischo, which is the eved knani born to a shivcho in your house, and miknas kaspecho, which is an eved knani that you bought with your money, you also have to give him a bris milah, which we saw that already in posuk yud beis. Why does the Torah repeat it? Says Rashi. Himoil yimoil yelid beischo kan kofal olov. The Torah repeats itself. The only difference is v'loy omar l'shmoina yomim. As opposed to posuk yud beis, there it says he's 8 days years old, whether it's your children, whether it's the eved that was born to your shivcha, whether it's the eved that you bought, all those are on the 8th day. And posuk yud gimel, it talks about avodim, yelid beis, and miknas kesef, that are also going to be nimoil, but not on the 8th day. Lelamed chosh yesh yelid beis nimoil le'echot. Sometimes an eved knani that was born to your shivcha, and similarly, an eved kanani that was bought by you, sometimes he will be nimel on the 1st day, not on the 8th day. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about exactly what is the case that is nimel liyoyim echod. And it's learned out of this pasuk, the repetition of yelid beischo miknas kaspecho without the shmoinas yomim. The pasuk ends off, "Voice of brisi bivsarchem livris oilom," and my bris will be in your flesh forever, for a bris, everlasting bris. Posuk yudaled v'oreil zachor asher lo imoil es besar or lo soy v'nichreso anevesh ha'hi me'ameho es berisi heifar. Says Rashi v'oreil zachor. What is this coming to teach us? The word zachor. An oreil means a non-circumcised person that doesn't get a bris milah is chayv koras. I get that. What is the word zochor teaching me? Kan lime. This is where the Torah teaches us. Shehamila bo'oisei mokoim shoniko bin zochor l'nekevo. The whole time we're talking about bris milah. Now to all of us, it's obvious where we do the bris milah. But for the average reader of the Torah for the first time, how is he supposed to know where exactly is the bris milah done? What part of the skin is cut off? Here it tells you. Oril zochor, in the aver that you differentiate between a zochor and an enkeva, between man and woman, that's the aver that the bris milah is done. Asher lo yimoil, an oril zochor that doesn't get a bris milah. When is he chayv koris? An 8-day-year-old is chayv koris? Or is the father chayv koris for not giving the baby a bris milah? Says Rashi, no. Mishiyagia lichlol oinshin, this 8-day-year-old baby, when he becomes eligible for oinshin, oinshin of Bezdin is from 13 years old. But oinshin bidei shamayim, which is kores, that's at the age of 20. So when this baby reaches 20 years old and he's chayiv in oinshin shamayim, then v'nichrasa, if he doesn't see to it that he gets a bris milah. Aval oviv, ein anushal of kores. the father is not chayim koris for not giving a bris to his child. He was mavatl and I say the Torah told him to do something, but koris he's not chayim. V'nichreso hanefesh. What is the definition of koris? Says Rashi, 2 points. Number one, hoylech hariri. He has no children. We had his hariri up in the parasha. Umeis koidim zmanoi, and he will die before his time. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parashas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avram to change his name to Avraham, and he commanded him of the bris milah and the bris being made between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Hashem gives us Eretz Yisrael, and He is our God, and we do the bris milah. It's important to note that the Ramban at the end of Bris Bein Absorim, Perek Tezvov, Posuk Yud Ches, he lists the 4 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha, and he explains what is added by every time. The very first time when Avraham came to Eretz Yisrael to Ad Mekoyim Shechem Ad Elohim Moire, Hashem tells him, Lezaracho et Teines Oretz Hazois. Hazois means they'll get Shechem and Elohim Moire. That's it. The second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds 2 nekudos. Number one, Soenoi Necho Ureit, Safoinovo, Negbovo, Kedmovo, Yomo, Kolores, Asheratoroi. The Ramban says he showed him the entire Eretz Yisrael, like Moshe was shown. And he's giving him now everything you see, the entire Eretz Yisrael, that's one edition. And the second edition, Ulezaracho Adoilom, your children forever. The third time was Bris Bein Absorim. What was added over there? 3 nekudos. Number one, the borders. Minehal Mitzrayim, Ad Nehal Peros. Second nekuda, he lists the 10 nations, exactly who's living there, what countries we're going to get. And nekuda number 3, Hashem made a bris. Bris Bein Absorim, meaning Shelo Yigroi Machet. The Chet of Am Yisrael can temporarily take Eretz Yisrael away from them, that's what we call golus, but not permanently. And the last time, by Bris HaMilah, the Ramban points out, 2 things are added. Number one, Achuzas Oilom, that even if they go to golus, they will be returned, and they will inherit Eretz Yisrael. And number two, V'hoyisi lochem le'elokim, that in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu ve'atzmoy will be manig Am Yisrael, will run the show, unlike the other countries where it's done through a malach or a sar. Here it's V'hoyisi lochem le'elokim, I personally will be your God. Shalom aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 7th and last topic of Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to change his wife's name Sarai to the name Soro. And Hashem tells Avraham that he will have a child from her. And at the end of the Parsha, Avraham Avinu fulfills the commandment of the previous topic, and he does the Bris Milah on himself, and on Yishmael, and on all of his Avod. Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Tezvov. ויאמר אלוהים אל אברהם שרי אשתך לא יזכרו אל שמו שרי כי שרו שמו. Hashem tells Avram, do not call your wife's name Sarai anymore. Sarai has the connotation of a personal mistress. She is my Sarah, she rules over me. Rather, Sarah, she rules over everybody. Says Rashi, lo yzikro el shemo Sarai, demashmo Sarai, my minister. Leave ulay la'achirim. Rather, ki soro stam shmo, shetei soro al koil. Uveirachti oiso, vegam nosati mimen olecho bein. Uveirachti ho vohoyeso, legoyim, malchei amim, mimen oyehiyu. And I will bless her. This is not referring to having a child, because that's the very next words. Vegam nosati mimen olecho bein. Rather, Rashi learned, she will return to her youthfulness. Her skin will be smooth and soft and shiny. Another bracha. What is this referring to? I will give her a bracha that she will be able to nurse not only her own child, but many people's children. Many nations will come out of her. Namely, Yitzchok had two sons, Yaakov and Esav, that produced two nations. Malchi ami mimeno yehiyu, the kings of nations will come from her. Says Rashi, uvirachti oiso ma'iya brocho shechozro l'na'aruso. She went back to her youthful years. She nema hoisoli edno, in last week's parsha. Edno means her skin becomes soft and smooth and shiny. Uvirachti ho, manoka shodayim, she'll be able to nurse. We'll see in next week's parasha. When they made a party in honor of Yitzchak's birth, people would say bad things, would gossip about this son Yitzchak that was born to Soro after so many years of being barren. And what did they say? They collected some child from the street. And so they're saying, yeah, it's my child. In order to prove that wrong, each one of those women brought their child with them to the party. And they didn't bring the woman who nurses the child. She nursed all the children. Only a woman that gave birth could nurse. Must be that Sora Imenu indeed gave birth. And next week's parasha, Heiniko Bonim Soro. It says that Soro nursed many children, even though Soro only had one child, means she nursed all the children that their mothers brought them to the party. Posuk Yud Zayin Vayipol Avrohom Al Ponov Vayitzchok. And Avram, upon hearing this, he fell on his face and he was happy. And he's thinking in his heart, wow, what a tremendous chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu just promised me. Have you ever heard of anybody else that's 100 years old having a child and that's what's going to happen to me? Have you ever heard of a woman 90 years old having a child and that's what's going to happen to Sora, my wife? Thank you, Hashem. It says Rashi, Vayipoil Avrom al Pono Vayitzchok. Zeh, this Vayitzchok, Tirgem Unkulus Vechadi. Loshen Simcha, he was happy. But the same Vayitzchok, in next week's parasha, when Sora Imenu will be told by the Malachim that she will have a child, there also it says, Vatitzchak Soro. And over there, Targum doesn't say Vachadi, she was happy. Rather, Vishal Soro, Targum translates Loshen Mochoich, she laughed. She laughed and ridiculed. Lamadato, what do you hear from here? Shavrom He'emin V'Sameach. He believed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him this. V'Sameach, and he was happy about it. But V'Soro Loi He'emino, Soro did not believe. And therefore, V'Ligligo, she ridiculed the news that she's going to have a child at age 90. And that's why in next week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a kpeda. He was upset with Sarah for not believing, but he was not upset with Avram. That proves to us that Targum is correct, that this Vayitzchak is Vechadi, he's happy, and the Vatitzchak by Sarah is laughter, ridiculing. Haleven me'o. Rashi's bothered by the word Haleven sounds like a ridiculing or doubtful question. Can it be that a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman will give birth? But Rashi already told us that Avram did believe in what Hashem said. Rather, says Rashi, Yesh tmihois shein kayomois. There are questions, sometimes a question is asked, but the questioner really means that this will happen. It's just a wonder that it's going to happen. And Rashi brings you two examples. Kemoy haniglo niglesi, haroye ato, avzui kayemes. This also, although it's a question, but it's a rhetorical question. Namely, I know that it will happen. Vekach oma baliboy. This is what Avraham Avinu is thinking in his heart. Hanaso chesed ze le'achel, masha kadosh baruch hu oise li. Have you ever heard of such a thing and now I'm getting such a promise? Period. New topic. Frek Rashi, what's the big ness? Look in the previous two parashias. Reishis Noyach, people lived for who knows how long and they gave birth at what, who knows what age. Says Rashi, "V'aval pisha doyres arishonim hayum elidei b'nei tov kufshano." They gave birth at 500 years old. And for Rashi, "B'mei Avrom nismatu ashonim." The years got less and less. Ubot nishmatu ashonim kvar. Ubot toshus koyach lo'olam. People became weaker, and therefore it is a chiddush to give birth at 100 years old and 90 years old. Sayulumad me asorah doyres shemenuach v'ad Avrom shemiyaru till they say b'nei lamed b'nei ayin. From Anoach to Avram, everyone gave birth between 30 and 70, unlike the original generations that they gave birth much later. Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayomer Avraham El Elohim, Lu Yishmael, Yichye Lefonecho. Says Avram, Ovinu Tashem, I am not worthy of such char. Halavai Yishmael should live a teretika life, Lefonecho. Avram is ringing the words, Hishalech Lefonai, Yishmael should be Mishalech Lefonecho. Says Rashi, Lu Yishmael Yichye, Halavai Yichye Yishmael, Eini Kedai Lekabel Matan Schar, because I am unworthy. Yichye Lefonecho, Yichye Biroscho, in fear of you. Kamo Hishalech Lefonai, Plach Kodomai, as Targum translates, worship in front of me, worship me. Posuk Yutez, Vayoymer Elohim, Avol soro ishtecho yoyledes lecho bein vekoroso es shemo Yitzchok vahakimu isi es brisi itoi livris oilom lezaro yacharov. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avol, Rashi says Avol means be'emes. The emes is, the truth is, that I have different plans than you, Avram Avinu. So your wife is going to have a son for you and you're going to call him Yitzchok. And my bris that I promised you in the previous topic, it's going to be with him. A bris forever and his children forever, not Yishmael, your first son. It says Rashi, Avol Loshana Mitas Dvorim, to make something true. V'chein, two other examples, Avol Hashem Imanachon, it doesn't mean but. Avol Bein Ein Lo, there also it doesn't mean but, it means truth. Why? Al Shem Atzchoik, because you were Vayitzchok. You were happy, so call him Yitzchok. V'yesh Oimrim, Yitzchok is an acronym. Yud of Yitzchok, Al Shem Asor Nisyonos, 10 Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu had. The Tzadi of Yitzchok, Tzadi Shono Shol Sora. Sora was 90 years old when she gave birth to him. V'ches Yomim Shenimo, he was given a bris mila at 8 days old. V'kuf Shono Shol Avraham. Another Gerson Rashi, Sforim Achirim, Akimui says, Brisi itoi lomo nemar. Why did it say that I will uphold the bris with him? Hare kvar nemar, it says already in the previous topic, in Posuk Tes, Ve'ato es brisi tishmur, ato v'zaracho. Of course, you have to continue the bris, do the bris with your children. Elos emfot Rashi, Lefi sho'imer v'akimui says, Brisi. This is referring to Pasuk Zayin before. Over there it says, "V'akimo yisies brisi bein yu veinecho ubein zaracho arecho ocher l'doi roisom." And there it doesn't specify that this is referring to Yitzchok. Yochol b'nei Yishmoel ubnei k'tura bechlal akiyum. You may have thought that zaracho arecho include the children of Yishmoel and the children of k'tura. That's another wife of Avram Avinu later on at the end of Parshas Chayesoro. Avram is going to marry a third wife, according to some, that Keturah is Hogar. That's what Rashi learns over there. And he has six other children. You may have thought that the children of Yishmael and Bnei Keturah are included in the Kiyum HaBris. Talmud Loima, that's why I need this pasuk over here. V'akimoyzi es brisi itoi. The bris is only with Yitzchak, v'loim acherim, not with your other children. Ay, Frekt Rashi. Coming up in Posuk Chof Aleph, it says, Ves brisi okim es Yitzchok lomo nemar. We know that already from Posuk Yud Tes, when it says, V'akimoyzi es brisi itoi. What is Posuk Chof Aleph? Ves brisi okim es Yitzchok coming to add. And Frekt Rashi. And the lomay that teaches us, show your kodosh mi beten. Yitzchok was kodosh from his mother's womb, even before he was born, before he got a bris mila. Dovorache, what is this pasuk Chof Aleph doing here? Ves brisi okimes Yitzchok. Om Rabbi Abo, mikan we learn out, lomed kalvochoymel, we learn out a kalvochoymel ben agviro, the son of the mistress, that's Yitzchok, ben Soro, mi ben homo, from the son of the Shivcho, Yishmael ben Hogo. Ksiv, it says in Posek Chof, Hinei berachti oisoi, veifresi oisoi, verbesi oisoi, that Yishmael will be very, very much fruitful. He'll have a lot of children. Ze Yishmael. Kalvachoymel veesbrisi, okimes Yitzchok. Surely Yitzchok will have the same. Es brisi, what does it mean? Vakimoi says brisi itoy. What brisi is this referring to? It says Rashi, bris hamilo, taimesuro lezaru shel Yitzchok. Bris milo is given to the children of Yitzchok. Posuk chov ulishmoel shemati choinei birachti oisoi veifreisi oisoi veirbeisi oisoi bimeoid meoid. Shnei masor nesiim yoylid unesativ legoy godoil. And regarding Yishmoel, you asked that Lu Yishmoel yichye lefonecho. I heard your tefillah, and I will give him a bracha also. He will have a lot of children, many, many descendants. He'll have 12 children, and each one of them is going to be a nosi, a head of a tribe. Unesativ legoy godoil, he'll be a tremendous nation in size. Says Rashi, Shnei Masor Nesim. The word Nesim also means a head, a leader, but also means a cloud. Rashi's making a drosha. They'll be like clouds. Kanonim yichu, like clouds, come and go. Kamui Nesim veruach. That's where we find that Nesim means clouds. Don't worry about Am Yisrael. Don't worry about Yishmoel. It's like a cloud, a fleeting cloud that flies away. Posuk Chof Aleph, Vez Beris Yochim Es Yitzchok. Asher teileid lecho soro lamirid hazeh bashono ho'acheres. And I will fulfill my bris with Yitzchok, that soro will give birth to him this time next year. Posuk chobeiz vayechal ledaber itoi vayal Elohim me'al Avraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished speaking with Avraham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up from being on top of Avraham. Says Rashi, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on top of Avraham. He is speaking to him. When you're speaking tongue to someone, you're across him. Why did it say from on top of Avraham? Says Rashi, Losh Nekiyo Klape Shechina. It's the proper way to talk when you talk about the Shechina. To talk about the Shechina talking to Avraham, and then it would have said, Mayal, Vayal Elokim Me Eis Avraham, that would be disrespectful, because that would sound like the Shechina and Avraham are on the same level. Therefore we say Loshen Nekiya, the proper Loshen, Me'al Avraham, from on top of Avraham. V'lomadu, he will learn from here, Shat Tzadikim, Merkav Toishel Mokim. Tzadikim are the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on the Tzadikim. Posuk Chof Gimel, Vayikach Avraham, Es Yishmael Benoi. Veis kol yelidei veisoi, veis kol miknas kaspoi kol zachor. Ben shei beis Avraham vayom ol es besar or losom. Be'etzem ayoy mazek asher diber itoy Elohim. And Avraham took his son Yishmoel, and all the types of avodim, whether it's yelidei beisoi, those are the avodim that are born to a bought shivcha, whether it's miknas kaspoi, the avodim that he bought, Kol zocho be'anshe ben Avraham, all the males in Avraham Avinu's house, and ivayomol is circumcised the besar olosam be'etzem ayoyim hazeh in midday, kasher diber itoy Elohim, like Hashem has commanded him. Says Rashi, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, boi bayoyim shenitztav, on the same day that he was commanded. In the previous topic, bayoyim v'loy balayla, by day and not by night. The pasuk is stressing this to tell us, he wasn't afraid of the goyim, and he wasn't embarrassed of the mockers. His enemies and the people of generation should not say, if we would have seen him, we would not have let him done this. Similar to what Rashi darshened when Noach came into the teva in last week's parasha. Vayomol Vayifol, he did it, an active action that he did. As opposed to the next pasuk, behimoyloi, it's a passive, something being done to you. פוסק חוב דלת, אברהם בן 99 שונו בהימוי לוי בשר אור לא סוי. And Avraham was 99 years old when his orla was cut off. The pasuk doesn't tell us who was the moel. By Yishmoel and the Elidei Beisoy Miknas Kaspoy, it says Avraham was the moel. Vayomol, Avraham did it. Who was the moel of Avraham Avinu? Behim moeloi, when he was gemalit. Who was the moel? Rashi will tell us. Behim moeloi, behipo aloi, when it happened to him. Kamoi behiboreom, not the active action, rather the passive action. Behimoiloi notal Avraham sakin v'ochaz bor lo seiv rotzolachtuch. Avraham Avinu took a knife and he held his olo and wanted to cut. Vayimisyari, but he was scared. Shoyozok and he was old. Ma'oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholach yodoi v'ochaz himoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the knife with Avraham Avinu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Nechemya, we say it every day in Pesukei Dezimra. V'chorois imoi habris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, together with him, cut the bris, cut the orla. Loi nemar, it doesn't say v'chorois loi habris, rather imoi. So who was the moel? Avraham Avinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. V'Yishmael benoi, ben 13 shana, behimoi loi, eis besar orlosoi. And Yishmael was 13 years old when his orla was cut off by Avraham Avinu. Earlier on in the parasha, it says that Avraham was 86 years old when he had Yishmael as when Yishmael was born. And Rashi over there told us the reason that Pasuk tells us to us is to tell you the shvach of Yishmael, that when he was 13 years old, he didn't stop Avraham Avinu from giving him a milah. L'chayra, why did the Pasuk have to say that Avraham was 86 years old? Over here it says mefurish that Yishmael was 13 years old when he did the milah. So it's a little kasha on that Rashi above, that's why it says Avraham was 86, when it says it explicitly over here that Yishmael was 13. It says Rashi, behim moy loy es besar orlosoy. Be'avraham loy nemar es. Be'avraham Avinu it says, Pasuk Chof Dalet, behim moy loy besar orlosoy. By Yishmael it says, behim moy loy es besar orlosoy. What's the difference? In order to understand the answer of Rashi, we have to understand the metzias of what happens by his bris milah. I advise you, next time you go to a bris, stand up close and see what's happening over there. There's the thick skin, the foreskin, on top of the ever bris, and that's called an orla. After that's cut off, then the moel there's a thin membrane covering the atoro, and the moel slits that with his fingernails, a very thin piece of skin, and that's called oira priya. So there's really two things being cut off, the orla, the thick skin, and the oira priya. However, with time, if a person doesn't have a bris milah, the oir ha-priya, the thin membrane, gets stuck to the oir ha-orla. And therefore, as soon as you cut off the oir ha-priya is cut off with the orla. And therefore, by Avraham Avinu, there was no two actions, cutting off the orla and the oir ha-priya. Therefore, it just says, besar orlosoi, which includes the oir ha-priya. Mashenkein, by Yishmael, there was two actions. This cutting off the orla and then the oir ha-priya. And therefore it says eis besar orlosoi to be malbe the oir ha-priya. Says Rashi beimoy lo es besar orlosoi nochamo beavrom lo inemar es lefi why shlo yohoyo choser elo chitur boso. All Avraham Avinu needed was to cut the boso of the orla. Shekvar nismach al de tashmish. The oir ha-priya was. It became one with the Oira Ola through Tashmish Amita. Abul Yishmoel Shoy Yeled, he was a child, who's Gachlach Toich Ola Vilifroya Mila. There were two actions, first the Ola, and then the Priya, which is the thin membrane covering the Toro. Vekach Nema Boi, Eis. Posuk Chav Bo, Ve'etze Mayoim Azeh, Nimoil Avraham, V'Yishmoel Benoi. L'chayra, this pasuk is completely repetitious. Didn't we say a second ago in pasuk chav gimel, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh? Says Rashi, be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, on this very day, shemolu l'avrom tzaditeth shona, uli shmoel yud gimel shonim, We said before, Avraham was 99, Yishmael is 13. This pasuk tells us it was their birthday. That means Avraham and Yishmael had the same birthday. And when was that? Chloikas and Chazal, when this bris took place. In Pirkei Rab Lezer, it says that the bris took place on Yom HaKippurim. In Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, it says it took place on Pesach, on Tesvav Nisan. And other opinions in Chazal, these are the two main opinions, either Yom HaKippurim or Tesvav Nisan. And that was the birthday of Avraham Avinu and Yishmael. On their birthday, Nimoel Avraham Yishmael Banoi, that's what Be'etzem Hayom HaZeh is teaching us. Pozuk Chav Zayin V'chol Anshei V'Yiso Yelid Bo'yis U'miknas Kesef Me'eis Ben Enechor Nimoelu Itoi. And all the members of his household, whether it was Yilid Bayis, the born Avodim, the Avodim that were born to Shvachis that he owned, whether it was Miknas Kesef, the Avodim that he bought with money from other Goyim, all of them were Nimoilu Yitoi. They all had a bris milah together with Avram and Yishmael. Adkan, the seventh and last topic of Parashas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avram that his wife's name should no longer be Sarai, rather Sarah, and he tells him that he will have a child from her, and he should call him Yitzchak, and that Avraham Avinu was mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah for himself, for Yishmael, and all of his avodim. So, to sum up the parasha we had, Avraham Avinu starts off the parasha when he's 75 years old, in the year 2023. He is told to go to Eretz Canaan. He comes to Eretz Canaan, he comes to the city of Shechem, and he builds a mizbeach. And then he travels down south to the city, to the place between Beis El and Ai. He builds another mizbeach. And then there's a rov in the land. He travels even more south, all the way down to Mitzrayim. Sarai Imenu was taken by Paroi and miraculously released. Avraham Avinu goes back to Eretz Yisrael. And over there he's promised for the second time that he will be given Eretz Yisrael. On to the third topic. The Melchemes Arba, Melochem Esachamisha, and the miraculous winning of the war of Avraham Avinu. The fourth topic, which according to Rashi in Parshas Bo, is divided into two. 4a, the Avtochas HaZera, which happened in the sequence of this parsha. And then the Bris Bein Absorim, which happened when he was 7 years old, before the parsha began. That's how Rashi learned, B'Shem the Brisa of Seder Oilom. And we said the Goyin and others argue. And they learn it's one parsha, it's all one bris bein absorim happened in this order. And how do those mefarshim learn the 430 years in Parshas Bo? The Goyin says 430 years from when Avraham Avinu left Ur Kasdim at age 70. Bris bein absorim was the third time Avraham Avinu was promised to get Eretz Yisrael. On to the fifth topic. The story of Avraham marrying Hagar and the birth of Yishmael. The sixth topic, the changing of the name Avraham to Avraham and the tzivui of the Bris HaMilah in return for giving Eretz Yisrael for the fourth time. And finally, the seventh and last topic, the change of Sarai to Sarah and the kiyum of the mitzvah of Bris HaMilah and Yom HaKippurim or on Tesvav Nisan in the year 2047. When Avraham is 99 years old, this will happen 3,739 years ago. I'll leave you off with a little he'orah, some food for thought, in Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Yud Gimel. In the fifth topic, in the story of Hagar and Yishmael, the Posuk needs explanation. The Posuk says, V'tikro Hashem Hashem Adivrei Leo Ato El Roy. We learn Pshat in the Pasuk like Targum, she davened to Hashem, thanking Hashem for giving her the good news that she will have a son. And she called Hashem Kel Roy, Hashem the seeing God. Rashi had two Pshatim, either it means he sees those who are the underdogs, or he sees and is not seen. Ki omro hagam haloim roisi acharei roy. And then she says, she's wondering, like, wow, amazing. I'm still able to see Malachim after I saw the Malachim in Avraham Avinu's house, even outside Avraham Avinu's house. What I don't understand in this pasuk is the words ki omro. What is the connection between the beginning of the pasuk of her davening to Hashem, thanking Hashem, and calling him Kel Roi, and the end of the pasuk of her saying Hagam Maloim Roisi Acharei Roi. What is the key omra? What is the connection between the two halves of the pasuk? I'd love to hear your answers when you get a chance. In the meantime, wishing you all a wonderful good Shabbos to all.